ABC Radio Australia.
While Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program is being rolled out now, there's concern within the Pacifica community in the state of Victoria about a lack of information being distributed in their languages. Despite the headline, COVID-19 vaccine information in your language, displayed prominently on the Australian Health Department's website, the only Pacific language available is Samoan. And as Talia Olatia discovered, that's worrying some people who are seeing a growing number of negative messages about the vaccine being shared on social media.
Yeah, people are getting their news from Facebook posts. There's a copy-paste anti-vaxxer post going around at the moment. I'm just thinking to myself, none of this information is from a medical professional, but I know well that our people will be reading it word for word.
That's Rita Simanul-Tuffer's experience. She runs a consultancy business and also serves on a Victorian culturally and linguistically diverse task force advisory group by helping to share messages about the COVID-19 vaccine with the Pacifica community here in Melbourne. It's important work because just as was the case in the early days of the pandemic, she's concerned over the lack of information being translated into Pacific languages by the federal and state governments to explain their plans for the COVID-19 immunisation program.
You know, we're saying the same thing over and over. With the vaccine, I can already see that from the federal government, you know, there's already a lack of Pacific language translations. There's a document that I've seen, you know, called the Vaccine Stakeholders Pack, and that was missing Pacific languages, you know, and it had a handful of language translations. So my understanding is that will be added too. However, at this point in time, with vaccines all over the news and all in our sphere of community updates, I feel like that should be there right now.
And the demand for these language services is definitely there. As a registered Samoan phone translator, Tony Fretton is a provider who has seen the number of calls coming his way rise significantly during the pandemic. But in dealing with those calls, he says that there's an obstacle.
There is a systemic issue with translation and interpreting services that this discussion is opening up. But the issue is to enable for a lot of these documents to be translated. You know, there are systems being put in place by the government and other organisations, or just the system in general, where you've got to have NATI accreditation.
NATI being the National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters. NATI is the National Standards and Accreditation Body for Translators and Interpreters in Australia.
The issue with some of the specific languages is we've got people ready to translate, but they don't have the exam available here in Victoria to be able to go sit those exams and then become accredited. So when the government's looking at, okay, we need a translation in Samoan language or Tongan language, most of the criteria will include you've got to be NATI accredited or the NAATI accreditation. The issue with that is for probably the last 5-10 years, there's never been an exam ready for our community to actually go in there and have a whole bunch of translators ready and accredited to be able to do the work of translating and interpreting. That's the issue in general for a lot of interpreting and translating services, because the system is set up for where we're not even able to get credited as interpreters.
As a result, a lot of the translating work required within Australia's Pacifica community is dealt with informally by family members and friends.
As any sort of first generation, that's part of our life, is translating for our parents or our elders. But having the accreditation is life-changing, because it's not just in the terms of health messages, but we're looking at things like employment services. We're looking at things like recruitment for employment. We're looking at things in just getting a license at Vic Roads, you know, and getting that accredited. And then not only that, we see a higher percentage who we don't have accredited interpreters in the court system and the legal system to be able to do the higher level type of interpreting. And so it's a bigger issue at play. I think COVID really, you know, shone a light on what was actually missing in the whole system.
And for those who might say, well, these people should just learn English, well, it's not that simple.
And we need to remember that many of the Pacific community, they're not here as an Australian citizen, they're here as a New Zealand citizen. And so there are a lot of social and just in general English programs that our community is not eligible for at all.
And that's because those New Zealand citizens under the subclass 444 visa are allowed to live, work and study in Australia for an indefinite amount of time, but they can't access government benefits. Rita Simanu-Tuffer wants more consistency from federal, state and local governments when it comes to translation strategies to ensure that culturally appropriate information for multicultural communities is being provided. And living in Brimbank, which was a designated hotspot during Victoria's hard lockdown last year, Ms Simanu-Tuffer has been working in partnership with the City Council there to build on their services and extend their community COVID-19 and vaccine messaging to Pacific communities.
But that's Brimbank. And so what about other Pacific populated local government areas such as Melton, Wyndham, Hume, Casey, Dandenong, Whittlesea? So I'm thinking, what about those areas? You know, and it all comes to that. Is everyone doing the same thing or is everyone doing their own, you know? It's hard to catch up.
Ms Simanu-Tuffer says she wants to ensure that people in Australia's Pacifica community are, as a whole, able to make informed decisions.
You know, what I would like to see with my own Pacific community is that if you're going to get vaccinated or if you're not going to get vaccinated, the main thing is that I would hope to see that it's because of an informed decision, that you've, you know, accessed good information, the correct information, and you've made that decision for yourself and for your family. That's what I hope to see, instead of your decision not to be vaccinated based on what you see on social media.